Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know him from Fridays at 3 o'clock, but he's on with us today at 3 o'clock because switch places with Shiel. Shiel will join us tomorrow. Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast and Go Birds Evenings, a.k.a. ESPN. What's up, Elliot?
I'm excited to talk only Eagles with you guys.
No, only football.
Eagles insider you need. Yeah, exactly.
We had, you know, I'll give you credit on this. You were very early on the Embiid is washed, you know, bandwagon. Yeah. But yeah. you are very famous. I would say for the most of the public, your most famous Sixers take was that you believe that they should take Noah Vonleh over Joel Embiid. That tweet pops up every once in a while. And it is, it's a banger. After 11 years, people are still talking about it.
After
VJ Edgecombe's debut last night, 34 points in a win at Boston, a tweet from June popped up from you. Here is the tweet. I remember several arguments with you about this particular thing. Here's the quote. VJ Edgecombe is a role player. Ace Bailey is a star. Sixers should take the star, not the role player. And you were doing a little victory lap this preseason when Ace Bailey had 30 points in a preseason game. Now, VJ had 34 last night. Ace Bailey came off the bench and in 20 minutes had 2 points. Are you ready to take back the VJ Edgecombe is a role player take?
Yeah, so I've two things to say to all my haters out there that are loving retweeting this. First, you're welcome for all the interaction and the numbers. So, you know, as normal, I'm excited to give him that. But the second is, let me tell you, I don't care. Like, I do not care that I wanted Ace Bailey and now that VJ's awesome. I'm all in on VJ. All I wanted with Ace Bailey was a new great player on the Sixers. My whole thought process was with Ace. Was they needed a new guy. They needed someone that could step in and be the guy. And I still think if Ace was here, he could do that. But if that's going to be VJ, like, I got news for everybody. Like, I'm going to enjoy that too. So I'm super excited after last night.
Okay.
Hey, well, it's maturity.
Yeah. That's totally fine.
I would have doubled down after one game. See, you know what that says, E? You weren't truly convinced that Ace Bailey is a star player.
Because if
you were truly convinced he was a star player, you would just be like, hey, that's one game. And now, VJ looks great, but I still believe Ace Bailey's going to be a star player.
Well, here's the thing. I do think Ace Bailey's going to be
a star player. You didn't say it.
Trust me. I think Ace is going to be very good. It was a bad game last night. And by the way, they both are 1-0 in wins, if we want to say wins.
No, nobody's counting.
Shut up.
All I hear from fans is wins, right?
Stop doing that. But,
you do the win thing. You're the resume guy. You!
I also hear it from fans. But no, I think Ace is going
to
be awesome.
No, to me, this is less about Ace, and it's more about your characterization of VJ as a role player.
Yeah, I was fine. I was wrong about VJ.
Okay.
he seems like. But I'll also say, in all seriousness, what this does to me highlight once again when it comes to draft season, whether it's NFL or NBA, is we never get to know the player. And I think one thing that's been clear since VJ has been drafted is he has an it factor personality. Like, he has the ability to go into Boston in that game and step up like that. Like, I still think his college tape, he looked like a role player, but he obviously is better than I thought. But I also think his personality is a major plus, that, and I wasn't aware of that. So that I think that's clear from watching him.
Yeah, his personality is great. He's also really good at basketball, I think, would be the other takeaway, you know. And you know, you're talking about his tape. He even said he hated playing college basketball because there wasn't enough space on the floor.
Yeah.
And to go watch, I don't know if you watch any of his international tape. I know you're a grinder.
Bahamas.
Well, he looked like a different player.
Come on. I watch his YouTube. Yeah. And look, I also think he doesn't look like the player he was at Baylor. Like, he shot how many threes last night? Like, I think he has improved since college. And now, I didn't know he said that about college.
He
but
did.
Also, like, Ace is still going to be awesome. Like, all these victory laps over Ace. Like, Ace is going to be really good. He had a bad game last night. I guarantee you, if VJ had 2 points, I wouldn't hear anybody being like, they should have taken Ace.
Oh,
like,
yes, so, you would. Are you kidding me?
You might have heard.
Well, Elliot would have said it.
Yeah.
If it had been reversed, we would have gotten calls. We got
no doubt.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
And truthfully, Elliot, just to get to the bottom of it, I agree with you in... A lot of times people think if you think something, it means you want it to happen. Like, we all want these teams to be good, except for Jack and
Jalen. Only
and
with Jalen.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
look, if in 10 years people are still retweeting this, I think that's a win for everybody.
I think so, too.
Very good. Yeah.
So, and we have another thing we've got to get to before the Eagles. I'm so sorry.
Whenever it's an impromptu call, I know it has nothing to do with any type of insight or anything. So I'm excited to hear what this is about.
Well, I don't know if you saw.
No, you should know what this one is
about. I don't know if you saw, but Terry Rozier was arrested by the feds today.
Oh, yeah.
Because he apparently was giving people information on him leaving with an injury and having people bet thousands and thousands of dollars on his unders. Mm. And I wonder if you think that if players were allowed to bet on their own over-unders and stuff, which you suppose they should, if that would affect how they play exactly the way that it affects, because you said it wouldn't happen. And here's Terry Rozier, who's made $133 million in his career doing it for a $200,000 bet.
Yeah, so look, it was definitely unfortunate to see. I mean, Terry Rozier getting arrested, Chauncey Billups getting arrested. That's a very, 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 very small portion of the players in the NBA and head coaches. So, like, the unfortunate reality is, in all rules, in all walks of life, you have people that abuse the system. And if they were allowed to gamble, I agree, there probably would be some players that would abuse it. But I think the majority of players would be fine with it. And I am in the mindset of making rules for the majority, not the minority.
Yes, but no, that's actually not why.
Oh, that's what you want to do, rules for the majority, not the minority?
But that's
interesting. Yeah.
But
the majority
Elliot,
of the people.
No. See, Elliot, that's not why you make laws. Would you agree that most people, even if there wasn't a law against killing people, wouldn't kill somebody, right?
That's a big leap.
Right? No, I mean,
I agree.
Okay.
Hold on. If there wasn't any law, meaning there was no repercussions,
I wouldn't kill anybody.
People, you might not, but other people would.
But I still think most people would not. So my point, Elliot, is that laws like that are for the minority of people who will break them. Like, it's not. It only takes five players or even three players to undermine the entire legitimacy of a sport. If people don't think that the players are playing simply to play, if they think that they might be worse because of a bet, then it undermines sports completely.
Oh, well, let me ask you this, right? Terry Rozier just got arrested for doing exactly what you're worried about, right? Like, exactly what you think would undermine the sport. Do you think the numbers in the NBA are going to be down tonight? Are you planning on not watching? Do you think less people are going to buy tickets?
No.
Elliot, it
all has an effect. It all has an effect. There are plenty of people already who think that those things are going on. And the more that it happens, the NBA has seen a precipitous decline in ratings.
I was going to say, they don't need any reason for people not to watch.
Yeah,
more people.
Huge. Yeah. Do you think this helps? This can only hurt. It can only hurt. If people thought that A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith dropped a pass because somebody they knew took an under on their receptions, It undermines the legitimacy of the sport. That's the problem.
All right, so first of all, I think you know the reason the ratings are down is not because of people worried about the legitimate of the sport with gambling. So, like, yes, the ratings are down, but the ratings are down for a bunch of reasons besides what we're talking about.
It's a bad product half the time, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad product. I agree with that, but that's for reasons of not what we're talking about.
Sure,
right? So,
yeah.
Yeah, so look again, I agree if they were allowed to gamble, there would be people that would do it in a bad way. And for those people, like, yeah, then the teams could not employ them. I'm just saying when it comes to the majority of the players, I think there is a world where they could gamble without everybody, like, thinking the legitimacy of the sport is up for grabs. And also, like,
what's the benefit? What's the benefit?
Because I think players should be able to bet
no.
on the team to win the championship.
What is the benefit? Who benefits?
I think the players benefit.
The players who are making $30 million?
What, you're not allowed to benefit from things? Based
on No. You legitimately believe that the benefits outweigh the negatives.
Well, let me ask you this. What's the downside of Vijay Edgecombe taking $1 million and betting on the Sixers to win the title? What's the downside?
Oh, my God, Elliot.
Well, no, tell me what the downside is.
No, I'll tell you this. What is the downside of Vijay Edgecombe betting on the Knicks to win the championship? Because that's what Terry Rozier did. He bet
right.
on unders.
Yes, and I agree that if Vijay Edgecombe bet $1 million on the Knicks to win the championship, that would not be good. I agree with you on that. But I'm also saying that there is a world where I think players should be like, and again,
let me ask you this. Do you think if Vijay Edgecombe, let's say he's in a position where there's a play that could determine the championship, do you want anything going through his head other than what is the best play? Then the fact that if the wrong play is made, he may lose $1 million bet. Don't you think that could affect the decision-making of any player at any time? Don't you think it could affect Kyle Schwarber when he's at the plate if he has $1 million bet on what happens in the game?
Yeah, I agree. That would not be good. But if you want to come up with very specific instances, then yes, we're always able to find a flaw in any system. But, like, again, I ask you, what's the downside of him being able for his own team to bet? Because that, like, for him to bet on his own team winning the title. Like, you don't have, like, what's the issue? What's your issue with that?
Yes, but you're not. You can.
Okay, so that's the point I'm making. There's both sides. Like,
Elliot, the benefits have to outweigh the negatives.
I think the negatives you're focusing
what
on.
What are the positives?
I just told you what the positives
that
are.
That Vijay Edgecombe can win $1 million? I'm telling you that the negative is that the entire sport's legitimacy is questioned. You're telling
in
me
your,
that Vijay Edgecombe
opinion,
might win an extra
opinion.
$1 million. You are a psychopath. This is
opinion.
A crazy opinion. It's wrong.
You're so worried about the legitimacy of the sport.
That's the only thing that matters.
It's your opinion. It's your opinion. I don't think it's different.
No, it's the opinion of every sport in history. It's the opinion of the league. It's the opinion of the Players Association. It's the opinion of everybody.
You are acting as if, like, if there were instances. All right, it happened right now. It just happened. Let's see what happens to the NBA. It just happened. The thing you're worried about happened. Let's see how it changes how people view the NBA.
And it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Today.
Is everyone on Twitter just going to be worked up about it for a few days? And
forget Twitter, Elliot. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. We just had two nights of outrageous NBA basketball. Thunder versus Rockets. Double overtime, right? Last night, Wemby scores 40 and 15. What's the headline about the NBA today? That Terry Rozier is a cheater.
Of course,
that's what the heck. Well, that's why it's bad, you psycho.
No, but you're saying there's long-term damage. Let's see, right? What you're worried about just happened. Let's see a week from now if less people are watching the NBA.
No, that's not how things work. That's not how things work. More people wouldn't watch the NBA. But Elliot, more people wouldn't watch the NBA next week because there was a good Rockets game the other night. It doesn't work in a one-for-one way. You are too smart for this.
No, like I'm, you're too smart for it too. Like, what's your worry then?
I just told you. Are you still at the NovaCare right now, by the way, yelling about this? Dude, I put him on hold because we have to do National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah, we do. Man, one place would never cheat the system is National Appliance Warehouse.
I'm sorry for putting him on hold, but we had
to do jobs to do. Listen, yes, I know.
All right. And I care about National Appliance Warehouse.
Of course. Why wouldn't you care about National Appliance Warehouse? There's a lot of reasons why you got to get down to National Appliance Warehouse today. And obviously, number one, appliance in the name. You got to make sure you get the right appliance for your sad kitchen. You need your kitchen to be upgraded. National Appliance Warehouse is where you have to go. Over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, in their 15,000 square foot showrooms. By the way, 15,000 square foot showroom in tax-free Delaware. You're going to get great prices at National Appliance Warehouse on those appliances. Delaware helps. Stores in Wilmington.
I'm sorry, I'm too mad to help on this.
I know you are. and Middletown.
I love National Appliance Warehouse.
You won't be mad. If you're ever in a bad mood and you go to National Appliance Warehouse, they'll pick your mood right back up.
Oh,
yeah. But Price Assure, another piece of technology from National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, finds a lower price elsewhere. But on top of that, you can also get a great experience at National Appliance Warehouse. Difference-making culture that Mark Simakin has built there. And if you want to work for one of the fastest-growing retailers in the Delaware Valley, all you got to do is email scott@nawde.com. That's scott@nawde.com. You can email him and say, like, hey, heard Elliot say this crazy opinion about people should be able to bet on themselves, and that's your way in the door. You're always looking for your way in the door. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Tom, Fred sent you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay. Elliot, is AJ Brown really injured?
To be clear, I would put $1 million on National Appliance Warehouse if I could bet.
There you go. Are you still at the NovaCare yelling about this? I have a vision.
I'm like 2 steps outside the practice gate. I can basically.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure they're enjoying all this.
Hell yeah.
Is AJ Brown really injured? Where did this hamstring injury happen?
So I do think he is injured. I think it happened against Minnesota. And, you know, obviously didn't practice yesterday, is not out there today. We'll see if he plays Sunday. I'm skeptical. I've not covered many athletes in my time with the Eagles that don't practice Wednesday, Thursday, and play Sunday. Now, he's a veteran. He knows the playbook. So there's not that, you know, there's there. I think he could do it. But, yeah, I mean, I think he's hurt.
And it, any information on when it happened? I mean, he caught the final pass of that game on Sunday. Nobody has said anything, right?
I actually thought watching back, he didn't look like his normal self. I don't think he ran super well. Like, obviously, he had a great game. So I know, but like, there's no clear instance in the game, at least that I know of when it happened.
Cam Jurgens, anything on him? Did he practice today?
So Cam Jurgens was not out there. We were only out there for a portion of practice, but for the portion we were able to see, Brett Toth was taking the reps at center, with Landon Dickerson next to him. So I think there was some thought maybe they could put Dickerson at center if this was like a long-term thing or they felt better about it. But it seems as if Jurgens doesn't play, and I don't think he will, that it'll be Toth at center.
Okay. I don't have anything else. You have anything else?
Listen, I'm tapped out, brother. Okay. Just okay. Listening yeah. to you two.
So I guess I would say Saquon should probably bet his unders for the week based off of the offensive line.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be allowed to do that, man. You can't do that.
Oh, no. Yeah, what are we losing?
Think, you know, again, like, I guess today's the end of the NBA, so I'll be interested to see in a few weeks.
All right, not to reignite this. Nope. Not to reignite this. But, Elliot, what you're assuming.
Call him a little B again.
Is,
I almost said the F word.
Yeah.
No.
What you're assuming,
well,
E.
Well, it's a top three curse word.
What you're assuming, E, is that the players would bet on themselves in a positive way to win, But the problem is you get a Terry Rozier who does something where you're betting under. So what happens when players want to bet the under?
I wouldn't like that. I would not be a fan of them doing that.
Right, but I'm saying you do know that's a part of gambling, and if you allow that to happen, that's what you're allowing. You're opening the door for that. You just can't say, well, you guys can bet on your sport as long as you bet to win.
Yeah, and if
or
if
you
a
take
player
all
does,
overs.
Yeah, I agree. That would be a downside of this, and maybe it could be a rule that the players could only bet overs or bet on their team to win. I'm just saying it's a shame to me. When a player, and honestly what all started this was Isaiah Rodgers, ironically enough, when he loses a full year of his career because
he can't follow rules.
No, I get that, right? Like, it was the rule. I get that. And it's a lot like the smoking weed thing. Like, if you break the rule, you break the rule. I just think for something that everyone else in the population is allowed to do, which is gamble, I thought it was unfortunate.
They are allowed to gamble. They're not allowed to gamble on their own sport.
Right, and
or
that's
from the team facility.
Or from the team facility,
well,
yes.
Okay, all right. How about this? How about this, Elliot? Like, NFL players can drink, right?
I would assume,
Can they drink before the game?
If they want to. I mean, I don't know why they would. They shouldn't.
Well, they can smoke. Like there are rules that NFL players have that are against the rules that they could do if they were a regular citizen. It's not just gambling. There's a lot of, we all have jobs, right? The person listening can turn to the person, if they're arguing with the person next to them, and say the F word, right? They can say it freely. When I'm talking to you right now, I can't, or we get fined. Everybody's got rules for their job. Their rule is they're not allowed to gamble because it undermines the legitimacy of the game. That's why. Yes. It's just very simple.
Specifically, though,
on their sport.
Yeah, not allowed to gamble on their sport.
And I think if everybody could be more open-minded about this, there is a world where we could allow these players to do it without everybody acting like the sport's going to collapse. But again, we just saw it happen, right? So I'll be interested to see the impact of what happened today.
The impact, Elliot, first of all, and you know this, and this is disingenuous by you. You know that there's not going to be a 1 week to the next week ratings thing. But you also know, because you're smart enough, that if NBA has two great nights of basketball, and after those two great nights, the headline on every sports website is that their player was cheating because of gambling. It is not only bad for the sport, it is bad for sports gambling, it is bad for the players, it is bad for the coaches, it's bad for everyone. It's bad PR. It's terrible.
Right. I agree it's bad PR, but that's also it's bad PR. And like, again, this is an extreme instance, right? But like, it's bad PR.
It's not really. It's the same thing that Michael Porter Jr.'s brother was doing.
They were running an illegal gambling ring with the mafia. Like, I'm not co-signing that. I'm saying, like, I think players should be able to gamble on themselves in certain instances, right? Like,
okay, could their friend gamble on them based on whether they're hurt or not?
Yeah, they can do that right now.
Okay, Well, okay, so they should be able to tell their friend before the information comes out that they have an ankle injury that isn't disclosed yet?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Do you care about that?
Yes. All right. Everybody does.
Why? Why do you care?
Because
DraftKings makes less money. Like
no, Elliot. Because if I'm betting and that other person's betting and they have an inside, like this is not even a It's not even legal with stocks. It's not even legal with stocks, Elliot. If the line, if Joel Embiid is hurt for a game and the line without Joel Embiid would have been 2.5, and the line with Joel Embiid is 6.5, and they get to bet the 2.5, the 6.5 lot. The line at 2.5, not knowing the information that everybody else doesn't know, that doesn't work either.
Yeah, I don't. How did that impact me? Like, I get your point.
Because oh my God! All right,
okay. So this guy makes money off.
Nope, can't do it anymore.
Mid sentence.
I can't do it anymore.
What about me, who has lost money on Terry Rozier? Could have been one of those nights he took his unders. You know, when I took his overs.
Oh, for God's sakes, we have the FanDuel ad.
Oh, yes, we do. Every NFL Thursday is your chance.
Look, we don't play for the teams. You
exactly.
Don't play for the team.
I do not.
Totally legal.
Totally legal.
Yep.
It's your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel, ironically, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. Now, to get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score or bet before the game kicks off. Who's playing tonight? Is it tonight? The Bronco back on tonight?
Hell yeah.
The Vikings, who they're playing?
Chargers.
Oh, Vikings, Chargers tonight. Oh, that'll be a good one. Two franchise quarterbacks. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Ike for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
So what were they before this album?
First song on the first album. Unbelievable.
That's right? Crazy.
Rock on to the jungle.
Oh, I know this playing at the vet back in the day.
Yeah.
Ike's running out to
it's my childhood. That's what we called the Riverfront Stadium for the Bengals.
Oh, you call it the jungle?
The jungle.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
this is the Bengals.
This is like the little theme music they used back then. Right? That was the 80s.
Yes. That album came out in 1987.
Yeah, they used this. Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah.
But again, what were they before that? There was some random band, and then they just like came together and wrote one of the best albums of all time?
Well, Slash wasn't in the band at first. There was a guy named Tracy Guns, and that's why it was Axl Rose and Tracy Guns.
They kept his name, but they got him out of there?
Well, Tracy Guns started another band called L.A. Guns that was not famous like Guns N' Roses, but they had a pretty long career.
Kind of see what you guys are going to do to me, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to start my own Guns band. But yeah, first song on first album is that one. Unbelievable. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more now through Saturday in-store only. Who are you more interested in this season, the Sixers or the Flyers? Now, we asked this question a week ago, and it was Flyers 75% or something like that?
Yep.
And today it is the Sixers 54%. So VJ and Tyrese had a pretty good effect last night.
Dude, it felt good to have Sixers Twitter back last night. It was happy Twitter.
Yep, everybody having a good time.
Yep.
And if I had told you before the game, all right, here's what's going to happen tonight. Joel Embiid's going to go 1-for-9 with 4 points.
Yep.
And everybody the next day is going to be happy. How would you, it would be impossible to have explained.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, you know, the first thing I would have done is not put him a part of my parlay.
Yeah, well, there
that's
you go.
That's the first thing I would have done.
Ikey Rozier, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But yeah, it's. But you know what, though? That's. I think everybody has that sort of mindset of. As a matter of fact, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's the sense that I'm getting with the Sixers and VJ Edgecombe. They want to just ignore that Joel Embiid is there. They would rather not see, when I say they, I'm speaking of some Sixers fans.
Fans, yeah.
Would rather not have to see Joel Embiid and just enjoy watching the young players play. It'd be interesting to see. He's not going anywhere.
No.
So at some point, you're going to have to at least wrap your arms around the idea that he's going to be a part of this thing.
Well, I would say this. I understand.
Right.
I get it. It can be a drag. It was a drag last night. But if you ask Tyrese Maxey, if you ask VJ Edgecombe, if you ask Jared McCain, do you want Joel Embiid to be a part of the Sixers right now? They would all say yes.
Yeah.
Because they know overall their lives are easier when he's there.
And so, to his credit, like, I thought last night he showed good energy when they were.
I agree.
Like, he wasn't sitting there moping.
No, I agree. No. I was looking for it, too.
Let me
see how Joel is handling this over there on
well,
the
he was
sideline.
Celebrating with VJ after the game.
And I think he's fine with, like, letting Maxey just do his thing.
Yeah, because then he doesn't have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a natural
I agree.
Leader,
well,
you know?
Especially in the regular season.
Yeah.
I've always said, let these young guns do what they do. Like, you get ready for the playoffs.
Well, he even said it was after the one Knicks game where he's like, he told Tyrese. Like, you have to do it.
You got to do it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think there may be a point this season. Look, if it looks like that every game, they're going to have a decision to make. But the truth is that nobody on that bench, it's worth giving the Embiid thing a try because Adembone is too small and Andre Drummond sucks. So there's no other center on the roster that is a legitimate option at this point. He's under contract. You can trade him if he doesn't look good. So you just keep throwing him out there and see if it changes anything. 215-592-9494. A lot of updates coming up in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment. Brett in Quakertown, you're on WIP. What's up, Brett?
Hey, how we doing, Ike, Spike, and Jack? Yo, you boys are spitting today, let me tell you. Because I'm a basketball guy to my core. I coach high school basketball. I played college basketball. I'm so sick of this city just coming at Embiid. And I get it. I totally understand. He's not completely, you know, clear and all this. But he's trying. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, for all he's given us for all these years – and the vibes I get with the city with him is almost like McNabb. Like, when I grew up, like, and it still pisses me off how, like, people talk about McNabb. Because, like, he did so much for us, and people just want to focus on the negative.
You know what it reminds me of, Brett? I was thinking about it this morning. We all love Ryan Howard now, right? And think about the way that everybody talked about Ryan Howard for the last few years of his contract here post-injury. And I think if we could all go back to that time and say to ourselves, look, Ryan Howard tore his Achilles. He didn't give himself the contract. He signed it. He was still trying to get out there and do it. But we were all so bad. We're so mad that the era was over, that we were mean about Ryan Howard. I mean, Ryan Howard was only his contract. That's the way we talked about Ryan Howard. We didn't talk about him as the former great player. We didn't talk about him as the person. We didn't talk about the fact that he was still out there. We just talked about him as the contract. And Brett, the thing that you said is true. He's out there trying. He could collect every penny of that contract sitting on that bench.
Oh, he could be a mutt for sure. Yeah, we know that. We've seen those guys. Right. Yeah.
He could just sit on the bench. He could say, look, my knee's not ready. And he could sit on the bench for four more years and collect $56 million a year. But he's not. He's trying. And it might not work. But like I don't think he deserves the ire that he gets at this point. And it made me, Donovan's a good one, but it makes me remember Ryan Howard. And we all look at that Ryan, we all forget those last few years with Ryan Howard about how we talked about it. It's like it didn't happen. You know, We didn't talk about him as an anchor, as a weight on the future of the Phillies.
We had to appreciate him years later of what he was and what he meant.
So I don't want to look back on this and just like the anger that people call with sometimes. Most of it is just because he's hurt.
Last night, like there's so much good about last night, and I still like I listen all day every day, and like I just it's just nonstop, and I totally get it. But like I mean VJ, I mean he's a dog though. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Like he it's not just the points and all that. Like you were saying earlier, he was speaking to the crowd, and he got Maxie going, and then like you guys said at the end of the game, you know, Embiid shouting with what, like these guys are vibing to get, like things are good right now, so like just let it happen, you know, and like you said about Morey too, and just real quick about him, he has done everything he's could, you know, he's not perfect, but we're still holding on to that Clippers pick too from the Harden thing, and that looked awful last night with them,
yep.
So like just you know. And Barlow, that guy's 22 years old. It's fourth year in the league. Who knows what that's going to be? But, man, I just think the positives, man. And VJ, I am so excited. I mean, we got a dog, man. I'm so excited about
we
him.
We got
man.
One.
So,
VJ
yeah, man, I got to start calling more because I'll give you some positive energy because when I'm talking to my team, not to keep rattling on, but when I talk to my team in high school, like every time we walk into a gym, we gotta come in and want to smack people around. Like you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So,
like,
yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, get some Ike juice up in here.
Yeah.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Ike juice, neck roll. Brett, give us a great debut.
You know what? I don't know if anybody said it. I don't have a lot off the top of my head, but Michael Carter Williams
the best.
He led to beat that LeBron James Heat team.
Yep.
Now that kind of flared out, you know.
Yeah,
you know
a little bit.
Magic called him. Magic said he was the best. What did Magic say he was?
Thank you for the call, bro.
Magic said he was going to win Rookie of the Year.
Yes, and he did.
He did. In a weak class.
Yeah, No.
I'm saying there's a lot of CJ Stroud comps on Michael Carter Williams.
Okay, all right.
My Lord.
I didn't want you to compare.
I'm getting censored.
No, I didn't want you to compare MCW and VJ. I don't want to put that into the
put
air.
That on him.
Yeah.
I'll say this. As long as Embiid isn't impeding the progress of these young guys.
And beating the progress.
Impeding.
Yeah. And beating.
Meaning that he's in support of this and doing what he did last night.
Yeah.
I think he can be a good thing for this team. If he was still trying to force his sort of will on the team, he still wants to be the guy, I'm the man, the ball has to come through me, run this offense around me. Like, if he was doing that type of stuff or was
pouting,
if it gets to that, then I think he deserves to be criticized. But he's been a supportive teammate while trying to get himself in good basketball shape so that he can contribute with these young guys. I don't see the downside in that.
No, it's just,
I just don't.
It's people are, you know, there was so much good for last night. You know,
yeah.
Again, he may come around, he may not. We'll figure it out. 215-592-9494, High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, right after I talk to you about your pets. You care about your pets. That's why you take them to Dogs and Cats Rule. And I've said this before. It is up to you to create the best life possible for your dogs and your cats. Why? Because they can't do it themselves. Why? Because they don't have any money. and they don't have a car.
That's a good point, Spike. I hadn't thought about
they
that.
They can't use...
Can they gamble on themselves?
They can't use the internet. They could, I guess. So I don't. They don't have social security numbers. Dogs and Cats Rule will help you with that mission of giving your dog or your cat the best life possible by keeping them as healthy as they can be with the best in pet nutrition, the very best, the most high-quality products, and the staff to answer your questions to make sure that you're giving your pet the right stuff, supplements, all that. And you want to get your dog or your cat maybe a officially licensed Eagles jersey, maybe a Jalen Hurts jersey, maybe a Saquon jersey for Halloween. Do you dress your dog or your cat up for Halloween? They have all that stuff, treats and toys and leashes, everything. 7 locations, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Oh, you want to know why my mood is perked up a little bit back here?
Oh,
why is that?
Because Dave Dombrowski nailed the answer when asked about Bryce Harper earlier today. Thank God. So Dave Dombrowski was a guest on the Foul Territory podcast hosted by good friend Eric Kratz, former Philly legend. And he asked him about Bryce Harper and his comments. And here's what Dave Dombrowski had to say.
Your comments about Bryce, do you feel like they were misconstrued? Because we talked about it on here and I was kind of like, I don't know, maybe it's a little motivation. Which do you feel like your comments about him, you know, not being elite right now, and or if he'll ever get back to being elite? Because you are honest, and we appreciate honesty in baseball. That is like the greatest trait besides hitting homers.
Well, and it's of course got a life of its own. I said so many things in a 1 hour press conference, and this is the one thing that gets out there. First of all, I mean, to me, Bryce Harper is one of the best players in the game of baseball. And when I say he didn't have, they asked me, what type of year did you think he had? And I said, he had a very good year. I don't think he had an elite year. And when I say that, when I think of Bryce Harper, it's a compliment, because the reality is there are, I don't know, 8-10 players in the game of baseball every year. When they're not, let's say, in the MVP consideration for whatever reason, sometimes it can be an injury factor, sometimes they just have a bad year, but whatever, it's not an elite year for them. So the reality is that he's a great player. He's a future Hall of Famer. This thing's got a life of its own. Now I've been reading that, oh, the Phillies may trade Bryce Harper. That couldn't be further from the truth. We love him. I think he's a great player. He's a very important part of our team.
Hmm.
Okay, I feel a little better.
He said the same thing he said in the press conference.
Eh.
It was a little better.
Had a different tone in that press conference.
It did have a different tone.
Had a different tone in that press conference. Yeah. And I think they realized that this thing, it took on a life of its own.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to make sure it didn't get answered that way again.
Yeah, he answered with a different tone. He did say, essentially, from a performance standpoint, the same thing.
He didn't question if he's going to be an elite player again.
I think we all agree it wasn't an elite year from Bryce. Yes. It was more about the future and how you view Bryce Harper moving forward that made everyone's antennas sort of perk up.
Huh. What?
Nothing.
No, what? Dude, me and you are going to be the most.
That's good news, Spike.
It is good news.
It is. It's good news because Dave Dombrowski understands PR. But I would say, my boss would say to me if I were Dave Dombrowski, mm-hmm. hey, I need you to quiet this down. And that's what he did.
Okay.
That is smart. I don't believe that he has erased any of what I believe was true before.
No, I agree with that. He's not lying. Like he didn't lie to us per se about how he viewed Bryce Harper's season.
Yes.
I think most people understood that. I think he just got caught up in the projection and what it's going to look like moving forward. And I think he was being honest with us when he told us that. And I think he was being too honest.
Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes when you're in that position, your job is to massage this thing the right way. Like, that's why you get paid the way you get paid. You know how many times these coaches and GMs get up there and tell you how great this guy is and how great of a player that guy is and how much they... When we're like, oh, come on, man. So, you know,
GMs lie all the time.
Yeah, I understand that. And that was my only thing, is that it almost felt like they put it out there to put public pressure on him.
Right.
and it created a little bit of a firestorm. And this is not the city to do that in.
No. Like, especially with no other games to talk about for the Phillies. This is all we have for the Phillies.
Yes.
And he's Bryce Harper.
And he is Bryce Harper. So a good player.
A good player. Questioning if he's still a great player.
37th best or so.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Yeah. This is still top 100, unlike your boy. So the other thing that I thought was...
What are y'all doing?
It's going to be a long offseason. It's going to be a long offseason / extra season if someone's going to keep it up. The other thing that Dombrowski said that I thought
VJ Edgecombe's better than Aiden Miller.
Well, yeah. Then Tyrese Maxey is better than Jalen Hurts. So,
you said he was Jalen Hurts. Yes,
well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But after watching last night, it's clear he's better. Wow. Anyway, so I also thought it was interesting. He threw out this little nugget. Curious what you guys just read on this is.
Well, every owner is different with whom I worked. John and I stay in close contact with that. We know it's a really big winter time for us, so we've been talking about this for weeks, and I proposed something to him. He's given me an approval on it, so I know where my payroll is, and it's still a very hefty payroll.
So that line at the end, like, still a hefty payroll.
It means it's lower.
Means it's lower.
Yeah. Still a hefty payroll means we have to spend less next year than we spent this year.
Yes.
In my opinion.
But at least it wasn't like, we know we have to cut in some areas.
Right.
Which I think would have been more concerning, but it's still clear they're not going to operate with a $300 million payroll next year.
No. Yeah. I mean, we mostly just expect their payroll to keep going up, and because players expect their salaries to keep going up. So,
and they do.
Yeah. So
those salaries do keep
so,
going up.
So it's just going to be a challenge. So what I guess, thinking forward, if you don't really expect that anybody's going to take the Castellanos money off your hands, that's $20 million that's gone, and that's a starter, right?
Yep.
So you expect, Crawford to be in there.
Yeah.
You don't expect Taiwan Walker's $18 million to go anywhere. So then, and Alec Bohm, and Kyle Schwarber, if you're going to re-sign him, is going to make more than he made last year.
So is JT.
So JT might make a little less.
Might make less.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. But not the amount that Schwarber's going to make more.
Right.
So
it doesn't make up the difference.
It really points to the, which I'm sure is going to be your next thing, Jack. It points to the Bohm thing in that if you can put Otto Kemp in there for a season.
And Sosa.
And spend $1 million on that relative to $9 or $10 million.
Right.
There's $8 million you can cut. You know, so they're just going to have to find a way to cut money to keep Schwarber. That's the issue.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, keeping Schwarber, trading Bohm.
Trading Castellanos. Depends how much they'd have
to
eat.
Well, yeah, the Casty thing. Yeah, I'm completely out
there.
You
got a new agent today. So I'm sure that's very exciting.
It's just the problem with the Casty thing is you trade him and then you're eating the money. And then whether he performed well or not, it was still at bats that you're paying that were paid for.
Yeah.
So now that $20 million is not going to any at bats.
Right.
What I'm saying?
You're not getting any return on that $20
million. On that
million.
Yeah. So that's the it's going to be a challenge for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then quickly, so Jim Bowden, who I do think is mostly full of it.
I know, but you always say that.
But
it's like it's his middle name.
Yeah. What?
He put together a good Reds team.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim Bowden.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Now, not taking a shot at Cincinnati would never
I
do
know
that.
You're not. I'm just saying.
So interesting title for an article, 10 most likely MLB stars to be traded. And he put Alec Bohm on that list, number 9 as a most likely to be traded.
Yeah, star.
I know. That's
star to be traded.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
He said Bohm could benefit from a change of scenery and an upgrade at the hot corner would help the Phillies too. With both Alex Bregman and Bo Bichette being viable options in free agency, it would make sense for the Phillies to deal Bohm at this time.
You back in on Bregman, huh?
I'm on Bregman. He's huge.
Well, I think the more interesting thing there is not that Bohm could be traded. It's that he mentioned Bregman in relation to the Phillies. Mm-hmm. I just don't know where that money comes from.
Well, I would rather pay Bregman than Schwarber.
I would rather pay Bregman than Schwarber, too.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
I need Bregman.
Wow.
I know. It hurts.
Yeah. I mean, what does it do for you, though?
I just think you get a nice, real third base option that plays the field, right-handed bat, like middle of the order, and then you could like spend some other money on a DH, but not $35 million on a DH.
Just let Bohm DH.
Well, let's... Get it. No. And then, also interesting from Bowden, real quick, he said Jaron Duran's name keeps coming up in trade rumors, and it seems like the Red Sox are going to move him this winter.
Wow.
And Phillies, Dodgers, Tigers, Guardians and Rangers would love to land him.
Well, and Durant's just on a low level contract.
Controllable through 2028.
Yeah.
Made $8 million last year in arbitration. So if they're looking to get a good player at a semi cheap price,
yep,
and give up prospects, I mean, Durant would be a fit from that standpoint.
And he's young. 26,
yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, around there.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not all bad news. Pretty good High Hopes, Jackie Baseball Report.
Thanks.
215-592-9494. Keep talking about VJ Edgecombe. Pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting.
And we will talk to another pretty exciting guy. That is Mike Mayock. Talk about the Eagles with him and what's going on in the league. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.